Wisconsin, after not making a field goal in the first quarter, is 4 of 9 from the floor here in the second. Here comes Natalie Leitzinger. Across the timeline, Leitzinger between the circles. Grzelewski will defend. Dribbling with the left hand. Guides it over to Douglas, who directs it now between the circles to Porter. Lobs at the left elbow, caught by Williams. Williams working on Hart, spinning, stepping through, up to the rim. Oh, missed it. Rebounded by Hart, Minnesota ball. Midway through the second quarter now. Driving left baseline, Grzelewski. That could have been a walk. Goes up, and a hell ball called as one of the Badger players got a hand on that. It'll be Wisconsin ball after this timeout on the floor. 4:59 to play second quarter. It's Minnesota 30, Wisconsin 13. It'll be Badgers basketball after this break. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Well, today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. John Audius with you, courtside at the Kohl Center in Madison today. It's the Badgers trail Minnesota 30-13. Both these teams come in with 1-1 records in Big Ten play. Second quarter been pretty kind to Wisconsin so far. Badgers have outscored the Gophers 9-7 after a 23-4 first quarter deficit, in which Wisconsin did not make a field goal in that first quarter. So overall, the stats look like this. 52% shooting for the Gophers in this game. Wisconsin's at 18%, 4 out of 22 from the floor. But like I said earlier, still, if you want to look for the positives here, a lot of time left in this game for Wisconsin to make that comeback, and we've seen them be able to do that at times this season. Now, they obviously lost the last game against Indiana. It was a pretty lopsided loss to the Hoosiers in Bloomington, but they're at points where Wisconsin just had to, you know, come back, especially in that first quarter, and they were able. They got down big in the first, able to make it a ball game after the first quarter, so we'll see if they can work on that same type of efforts or result here against the Golden Gophers. Gophers come in with a 13-1 overall record, by the way. That 13-1 start, their best since the 2018-2019 season. Here's Battle in the lane. Leitzinger tight on her defensively, bouncing back out for Heyer. Douglas nearly knocked it free. Out to Rose on the right, defended by Porter. Rose to the corner. Rose on the baseline. Fires it back out. Grzelewski with three on the shot clock from the free throw line. No. Picked up by Williams. Her fourth rebound. Wisconsin running. Leitzinger leaves it down low for Douglas. Finds Williams spinning at the free throw line. Down the lane. Off the backboard. It's Sarah Williams making it work. Her first field goal of the game. 30-15. The Badgers trail. 4:18 to play. Second quarter. Williams now with 2 points. And 4 rebounds. 1 of 7 from the floor for Sarah. She'll defend Hart on the left baseline. Her pass, Hart's pass, deflected, but it's grabbed by Grzelewski trying to clear out on Kron with the left arm. No call. Shot missed down low. Rebounded by the Badgers. Here comes Kron. Fires it to the corner. Douglas catches near side. Alley bouncing. Baseline. Williams, quick turnaround shot is in. Watch out. Williams might be heating up now. Back-to-back buckets for Williams. 30-17, the lead down to 13. It was as big as 23. 6-0 Badgers run. Battle driving lane line right, kicking out to Rose. Now Grahalski grabs the pass, flips it inside. Hard on Williams, blocked by Williams. Picked up by Sarah. Here comes Wisconsin. Porter, front court. Top of the key, so slow it down. Changes direction. Now gets a screen by Williams. Right elbow, back to Sarah. How about a free throw line jumper? No, just a touch too strong. Looking for a third straight basket, couldn't grab it. Picked up Minnesota. 3 minutes to go before the half. Hart toasting up on Williams. Up, no, and a foul. Williams going for that one too, trying to block that shot, but a foul instead will be called against Williams. Now that's Williams' second, so she's going to have to go to the bench. 4 points, 6 rebounds for Williams. She also has one block. Sarah now 2 blocks away from tying Cassie Rochelle for second place on the career blocks list at Wisconsin. Rochelle at 181, Williams now at 179 in her career, and a lot of basketball to be played for Sarah Williams. Hart misses the free throw for Minnesota. 6-0 run still intact for the Badgers. Here's Sophie Hart. Next one up and in. So Wisconsin did get a 6-0 run, not bad. Minnesota. McCray left baseline with 2:40 to go before the half. McCray working on Hart, now spinning on Hart, now stepping through on Hart, up with the right hand, no, missed it, short, rebound into the hands of McKinney. Here come the Golden Gophers. Gophers driving, McKinney kicking out, right side, three, up and in by Heyer. Heyer hits the three for Minnesota. Leitzinger, left arc, goes to McCray. Left baseline, out to Porter. Guides it over to Douglas for three. It's short, rebound, battle. Here comes Minnesota. Off to the far side of the court. Grahalski defended by McCray. 1:47 to go, second quarter. Now they get it to the right corner. A three by Battle is off the mark. The ball being fought for in the lane. Heyer got it stripped away. It's picked up by Porter, and here she comes into the front court. Ronnie leaves it off for Myers. Return pass to Porter. 90 seconds to play before halftime. 34-17 Minnesota. Although the Badgers have outscored the Gophers by 2 in the quarter. Screen Douglas, right half of the court. Porter has it. Soft toss over to Douglas. Steers it over to the left, and Myers. Return pass to Hallie. 5 on the shot clock. Douglas, top of the key. She'll make a move. Running lane line left. Up and in with the left hand. Douglas attacks the rack and scores. 34-19. Minnesota leading the ball. 1 minute to go. Second quarter. Battle defended by Porter. Behind her back, behind a screen now. Battle, far half the court. Finds Heyer. Top side three is no good. Douglas grabs the rebound. Porter, front court. 40 seconds to go before halftime. 34-19 Minnesota. Porter finds McCray, mid-post left, hands back off to Ronnie. To the corner, her pass is deflected and stolen. Looking for Douglas, picked up by Hart. And Minnesota can walk it into the front court and wait for the final shot of the second quarter. Good second quarter for Wisconsin, outshooting the Gophers 44% to 33% from the floor. Don't have to make up this deficit all at once. 7 seconds to go in the quarter. McKinney, outside right, now driving down the lane and scoring with 2 seconds in the quarter. Porter catches the inbounds pass, but Minnesota puts 2 on the board right before the buzzer. We've reached halftime now at the Kohl Center. It's the Gophers 36, the Badgers 19. Minnesota and Wisconsin playing here this afternoon. The Badgers outscoring the Gophers in the quarter, 15-13, but Minnesota leading at the break. Once again, halftime score, Minnesota 36, Wisconsin 19. Coming up at the break, my halftime interview. Earlier today, I caught up with Wisconsin freshman Jovana Spasovski. She's from Belgrade, Serbia, and we talked about her path to Madison and how she became a Badger. That interview comes your way next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
Halftime in Madison, and a much better second quarter than the first for Wisconsin, but the Badgers trailed the Gophers 36-19 here at the break. Now, in that second quarter, Wisconsin outscored Minnesota 15-13. Five of those 15 points from freshman Jovana Spasovski. And earlier today, I had a chance to catch up with the freshman from Serbia.
At the half with Wisconsin freshman Jovana Spasovski. So how did you get to Madison? What's the story of how you became a Wisconsin Badger?
Wow, well, that's a really good question because I was actually going to go to Pittsburgh first. And then I had really good conversation with Coach Mo, and then I feel like I just changed my mind and I just committed here. And it's the best decision so far that I've made ever.
What was it about the University of Wisconsin and that conversation with Coach Mo that made you want to come here then?
Yeah, so I feel like she's really like strong character, and the way that she like talked to me and the energy that I felt was really intense, and I was like, okay, that's the thing I want. I want it like for the 4 years.
How would you describe yourself as a basketball player? What kind of player are you?
I would say I'm competitive. I have a lot of advantages that I can show on the court, and I feel like I'm a good organizer.
Talking at the half here with Jovana Spasovski, so what is Serbia like compared to Madison, Wisconsin? What do you think of the city?
Well, it's colder here. there's a really like cold weather. Even though in Serbia it gets cold, but not as cold as in Madison. I like it because it's like student city and I'm enjoying it right now.
Is there a lot of snow in Serbia or not?
There is.
So that's not surprising to you. It's just the cold.
Yeah, it's just so cold here.
You know it does get colder.
It'll
get much colder here.
Really?
Yeah. We'll wait to see. I want to get your opinion on that when that happens, okay? Yeah. So how old were you when you first started playing basketball?
Well, it was 2016, so I was 12 years old.
Okay. Yeah. So if you weren't playing basketball, is there another sport that you'd be playing?
Yeah. So before basketball, I played volleyball and soccer. And then probably after my basketball career, I'll be back to soccer.
Well, what made you choose basketball then between volleyball and soccer?
So it was like I was practicing both like volleyball and basketball at the same time. And then the practices were at the same time. So I had to choose one. And then the basketball is like new sport. And then I was like, okay, let's go with basketball. And here we are in Madison.
So you've had your taste now of a few college basketball games in the United States and then a couple of Big Ten games as well. What are your impressions of the level of basketball you're playing?
Well, the intensity is really high. The speed of the game is high. I feel like we have really good like chemistry in the team, so we play good. And I'm so looking forward to see the Big Ten teams.
Pleasure meeting you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to meet you too.
Right, that's Jovana Spasovski here at the half. Back after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Ready, set, go.
Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime in Madison. It's 36-19 in Minnesota over Wisconsin. Let's take a look at the team numbers and how we got here. Was a huge start for Minnesota in the first. They scored the first 10 points of the game to lead 10-0. They led by as many as 21. Wisconsin didn't hit a field goal in that first quarter, and they led it 23-4 after the first 10 minutes. Second quarter, though, Wisconsin settled down and settled in. Outscored Minnesota 15-13 in the quarter. Ended up shooting 44% from the floor. Held Minnesota to under 40. And a 6-0 run helped pull the Badgers to within 13 at 30-17. And right now at the half, it's Minnesota 36, Wisconsin 19. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID. A little late, but hey, better late than never, right? 10 for an ID. This is Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
So looking at the numbers now, Minnesota at the half, 47% shooting, 14 of 30. The Badgers are at 25%, 7 out of 28. Minnesota has made 5 first half threes, 5 out of 12, 42%. Wisconsin 1 of 6 from the three-point arc. Free throw line, 4 of 4 for the Badgers, 3 of 8 for the Gophers. Minnesota winning the rebounding, 22 to 14, 4 to 1 on the offensive glass, and 5 to 2 in second chance points. A total of 6 assists for the Gophers, 3 total at the half for the Badgers as a team. Turnovers, 5 in the first half for Minnesota. They average the fewest turnovers per game of any Big Ten team this season. They've got 5 in the first half, average just over 9 per game. The Badgers have just 7 in the first half. Wisconsin is in the top half of the league, 6th in fewest turnovers per game at just under 14. But points off turnovers, 8-2. That's a plus 6 for the Gophers. Meanwhile, blocks 1 for Wisconsin, none for Minnesota. That block from Sarah Williams, steals 5-2 in favor of the Gophers. Take a break, come back, and look at the individual stats next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey there, Badger fans. It's Tess Myers, shooting guard from Wisconsin women's basketball. We are geared up to take our game to the next level, and we want you on this journey with us. With the VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. One trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1500 watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
All of those five in the second quarter. She's 2 of 4 from the field. 4 points from Ronnie Porter with 4 rebounds and 1 assist. Sarah Williams, 4 points, 6 rebounds at the break for the Badgers. Williams, 2 of 9, shooting from the field. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the start of the third quarter between Wisconsin and Minnesota. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name? You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Back at the Kohl Center, border battle continues. Off to the third quarter we go with Wisconsin trailing Minnesota by a score of 36-19. John Oddie is with you courtside here at the Kohl Center. And the third quarter is here with Ronnie Porter handling the rock, pushing it off to Williams on the left side. Badgers on offense to start quarter number three. Myers, right side, lob inside. Williams tries the extra pass through traffic, looking for Stasovski, and it's knocked down and stolen by Minnesota. Battle rises for three in the corner. It's an air ball. It's loose. Who has it? Spasowski. Up the left sideline. She'll spin it midcourt. Guided over to Porter on the wing. To the corner. Myers. A three is in the air. And it's in for Tess Myers. First field goal of the game for Tess Myers. And it's a corner three. 36-22. I believe they gave her three on that one. We've got conflicting scores on the stats and the scoreboard here in the arena. We'll see what they do. Hart in the lane, working on Williams. Blocked by Williams. Shot now knocked out of bounds as it rolls on the floor. Williams with her second block. One behind tying Cassie Rochelle for second place all time. 180 career stuffs now for Williams. Minnesota with it. McKinney working on Williams. Challenged by Williams. Coming up short with the shot. Rebounded by Porter. 36-22. Gophers. Wisconsin ball. Porter. Top of the arc. High pass caught by Leitzinger around the shoulders. Spins it back off to Porter. She'll catch. Drive to her right. Around to Spasovsky's screen. A pull up from 15 feet is no good. Rebound ripped down by Hart of Minnesota. McKinney in the front court for the Gophers. 13-1 this season. Badgers come in 10-3. McKinney driving, ball knocked out of her hands and out of bounds on the baseline. It will stay with the Gophers. Gophers off to a 13-1 start. They're 1-1 in the Big Ten. The Badgers 10-3 and also 1-1 in the conference after a loss on Saturday at Indiana. It was Spasovski stripping that ball from McKinney. But last touch, Spasovski. That was close. McKinney fires inside. Grahulski high off the window. It's in. Quick shot there down low by Grace Grahulski. And the 5'10 sophomore puts two on the board for the Gophers. Lob inside. This is Williams right of the lane. She'll kick it out to Leitzinger. Now to the baseline. Spasovski, baseline jumper off the mark. Grabbed by Minnesota. McKinney left of the lane. Kick it out to Battle. Porter will defend. Now Hart posting up. Catches. Double team. Hart goes up. Ball got slipped out of her hands, basically. Up into the air. Picked up by Porter. Finds Williams, who almost got away with something. Off to Myers on the left. Almost traveled, did Williams, as she held her pivot foot. The three by Myers is no good. As it bounces out of bounds. Minnesota ball. Kind of a wild sequence there. A lot of things going on. First of all, ball kind of squirted out of Hart's hand, went high, straight up into the air. And Porter got it to Williams. And Williams stopped on a dime, but kept her pivot foot down. It was really close. Didn't drag it. And Myers, three was missed. Here's a three missed by Stewart, just left of the wheel. Chased down by Porter. Push up the right sideline. Here's Myers. Has it right of the lane, brings it back out with the dribble. Now finds Williams. Double team immediately on Sarah. And they're going to say it's out of bounds, but last touch by Minnesota. Williams kind of collected it on the floor, but the whistle had sounded and called it out off Minnesota. Douglas catches the inbounds, bounces to the corner. It's Porter, right corner. 7:13 to play in the third, 38-22 Minnesota. Porter finds Williams, head of the key, hard bounce in the paint. Douglas finds Porter, got by the defense, layup up and in. Porter sneaking around down low. 2 points for Ronnie and the Badgers. McKinney, left baseline. Stewart, open. Three is good. Nothing but net for Annika Stewart, who had all sorts of time out on the left wing. She's a 47% three-point shooter, and you leave her alone. That was easy for her. 6:37 to go, third quarter. 41-24, Gophers. Williams, left lane line for the Badgers, looking for Douglas right block. It's intercepted by McKinney. Transition up ahead. The pass caught by Heyer. The drive by Heyer. The shot is missed by Heyer, but a foul against Leitzinger. 17-point lead for Minnesota. McCray comes into the game now for Wisconsin for Williams. Myers comes out. She has a three this quarter. Lily Cron comes in. Cron out of Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, hit 2 3-pointers and the Badgers lost at Bloomington. So maybe you take Myers out. Cron can fill that role very well. Heyer makes the free throw. 64% free throw shooter. She makes the next. Minnesota 24. We're in the third quarter. 6:18 to play in the third. Wisconsin ball around a double screen. It's Porter. McKinney chases. Throwing back to her right. Douglas then reverses it. Now it's Cron coming in. Cron kicking out. Porter, three, left side, rolls off the rim. McCray, offensive rebound, one dribble, and a foul called before any shot went up. Foul called against the Gophers. It is the first team foul. It's called against Heyer. It's her second. Wisconsin and Minnesota, each 2 of 6 from the floor to start the third. Porter gets it to Leitzinger. Off the inbounds, then Douglas catches, looking for McCray. Her bounce pass bounces out of bounds. Turnover number 10 today for Wisconsin. Gophers are +8 in points off turnovers. Here's Battle on Porter, high left side. Dribbles all the way to the right half of the court and gets it to Grahalski, who kicks out to Stewart, and a travel before her move and a turnover by Minnesota. That's the 7th turnover now for the Gophers. Mentioned one of the best at, well, the best at holding on to the basketball in the Big Ten, Minnesota. Just over 9 turnovers per game. Williams comes back in for McCray. Leitzinger comes out. Spasovsky comes back into the game for the Badgers. There's a junior point guard from St. Paul, Minnesota. It's Ronnie Porter. Look inside. Caught by Williams. Left hand finish is good around the rim. Williams up to 6 points now. It's her third field goal of the game. She's 3 of 10. Stewart, right baseline. Skip it to McKinney on the left. A shot over Spasovsky. A touch too strong. Porter crashing the defensive glass has it. Now she'll run to the front court with the basketball. Lily Cron in the back court on her knees. And she is trying to work her way up. There's a timeout on the court. Cron can't stand up. Timeout on the court with 5:12 to play in the third quarter. It's Minnesota 43, Wisconsin 26. And we'll be back after this break. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Be for yourself.
Back at the Kohl Center, John Audius with you. A little confused there on the break. Sorry about that, but I thought they had taken the under five. Obviously, it wasn't under five, but I know they have some discretion to do so. They came back to play. It was a three-pointer missed by Tess Myers, and it went out of bounds, so it will be Minnesota basketball. And now we have our timeout on the floor, but while we have a moment, I'll remind you that today's game is brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. That's spelled R-O-E-H-L. And a reminder as well to Badger basketball fans, get ready for family fun at the Kids Takeover game. It's coming up on January 11th when the Badgers face Maryland at 1:30 p.m. Select young fans will have the opportunity to shadow game day staff and be part of the experience. I know it's Girl Scout Day as well, so bring a Girl Scout out. Special Girl Scout patches available too. And the Buckeyes buddies will have exclusive access to some t-shirts too. So we can't wait to see you out at the Kohl Center Saturday, January 11th at 1:30 p.m. Wisconsin versus Maryland. All right, let's reset what we got going on here. It is Minnesota trying to snap a four-game losing streak to the Badgers. Wisconsin has won the last four in this series, but right now it's all Minnesota by 17, 43-26. The Gophers are shooting 43% from the floor. The Badgers are shooting 28% from the field. Minnesota in this quarter, 29%, while the Badgers are shooting 37%. So it's really been just the first, well, it's been a couple of things. The start, 10-0 at the very start of the game for Minnesota. But after that first quarter, it was just a big, big lead at 23-4. So Wisconsin had a huge hole to dig out of 19 points. And they've been pretty good since then. Second quarter saw the Badgers outscore the Gophers by two. And now both teams with 7 points in quarter number three. So here we go, following the timeout on the floor. It's Minnesota basketball. Grahalski grabs and has it outside right. Spasovski will defend. Grahalski left-hand dribble to the top of the key and flips a pass over to McKinney. Right half of the court, McKinney on Williams. Lowers her shoulder into Sarah, picks up her dribble. Williams all over. Shot clock at eight. Grahalski catches. Mid-post right in the lane on Spasovski. Up off the window, too strong. Ripped down by Williams. Rebound number seven today for Sarah. Spasovski, left corner for the Badgers, who trail it, 43-26. Finds Williams, shoved in the back, no call, kick out Porter. She's open, three in the air, no good off the left side of the rim. Ball tipped off the hands of Williams, and a whistle stops play and a foul called against the Gophers. Sarah Williams, 6 points and seven rebounds for the Badgers. She has 9 double-doubles this season, Williams does. She has 31 in her Wisconsin career. That is third all-time for the Badgers in most career double-doubles. Williams also on a streak here of double-figure scoring as she has the pass and lost it on the left block. Turnover. Minnesota front court, 3:45 to play, third quarter. 43-26 Gophers. Here's Battle. Around a screen, blocked by Williams, and she has it in transition. Bouncing for Porter, got it bounced right back into the hands of Williams. That is her third block of the game, and Williams has now tied Cassie Rochelle for the second most blocks in school history. Here's Porter attacking the rim, flips it up. Ooh, it did not fall. Hits the right side of the rim, left side of the rim, and off no good, but a foul. So Sarah Williams and the Badgers will be at the free throw line. Well, Williams made the play. It'll be Ronnie Porter, I should say, at the free throw line. But for Williams, that's her third block. 8 rebounds, 6 points. And Porter at the free throw line now. Good. Back to Williams. 5 straight games scoring in double figures. And she's also riding a stretch of 4 straight double-doubles. Has some work to do offensively if she wants to get to a double-double in double figures today, but lots of time left. Free throw's good. So the second free throw by Porter falls, and it's a 43-28 score. Minnesota has the lead and has the basketball. Up by 15. Badgers just trying to chip away as best as they can. Porter, by the way, 8 points, 7 rebounds for Wisconsin. Down low, hard over McCray, high off the window, right hand, hook is in. 3 minutes to play in the third. Badgers, front court, it's Leitzinger. 45-28 Minnesota. Masovsky dribbles to her right, throws it over to Douglas on the right wing. Douglas on the floor, working on the freshman McKinney. Allie has it, double dribble. Turnover, Wisconsin. The Badgers have gone on a scoreless drought. They haven't had a field goal, rather. Not scoreless drought, they scored at the free throw line, but no field goals in the last 2 minutes and 53 seconds, and now it's Minnesota basketball. 2:35 to go in the third. 45-28 Gophers. McKinney, top of the arc. Over to the left, it's Hart near the elbow. Hart pulls the trigger on a jumper, no. Baseline rebound, Myers. Wisconsin ball, Myers cuts to the middle of the court, brings it into the front court, and now finds Jimenez. Sarah Williams getting set to check in for the Badgers. Jimenez fires it out to Leitzinger on the arc. Left arc, it's Leitzinger. On the floor, right hand, switches to the left, goes to the baseline, bumped out of bounds by Hart, and a foul. Foul against Minnesota. Zero field goals for the Badgers now in the last 3.5 minutes as Williams comes back in for McCray. Carter McCray, 0-3 from the floor. 0 points. She has 6 straight games in double figures. Not sure if she's going to be able to keep that going. Jimenez. Around a wedge screen to the right side. Shot clock's at 9. Finds Douglas. Spins it off to the left and Leitzinger. Now catching Williams. Mid post left. She's double teamed. She'll fight through that. Up with the left hand. And a travel. Travel called. And it'll be Minnesota ball. Here's Hart. Down low. Got Leitzinger in the air. Got the bucket. And was fouled.
Badger foul number 24, Natalie Leitzinger. Second personal foul, second team foul. Running quarter in for the Badgers for Giannis Jimenez.
So Sophie Hart to the free throw line, 52% free throw shooter. Minnesota 5 of 10 as a team. Free throw is no good. Douglas grabs it. Here comes Wisconsin. Porter runs it into the front court. Pushes it over to Leitzinger. Left baseline. Picks up her dribble. Now is trying to find somewhere to go. Porter. Hoops it inside to Williams. Back out Leitzinger. Driving left baseline. Picked up by Williams. Williams missed it. Got it back. Put it up and in. 8 points now for Williams. Wisconsin trails by 17 with 1:05 to play in the third. McKinney, top of the arc. Gets a screen by Hart. Runs all the way to the rim, and the driving layup is in. McKinney now has 7 points. 3 of 7 shooting. There's Ronnie Porter for the Badgers. Badger Jr. from St. Paul, Minnesota, has it top of the arc. Screen by Williams. Jumper up for three. No good. Rebounded by Heyer and the Gophers. 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Heyer outside left. Finds McKinney in the corner. Drives to the left elbow. Stops on a dime. Fires the jumper. No good. Picked up Porter. Here comes Ronnie and company. 20 seconds to go in the third. 49-30 Minnesota. Badger's going to let this clock tick away and wait for the final shot of the quarter. Porter. Between the circles. Down to 4 seconds to play in the third. Hard screen Myers. Porter still with it in her hands. Puts up a shot right of the lane. It's short at the buzzer. And the third quarter is done here at the Kohl Center. And Minnesota has extended its lead by two more. It's a 19-point Gophers lead as we head to the final 10 minutes of this one. 49-30, Gophers over the Badgers. We'll take a break and come back with the fourth quarter next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in the generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
.49-30 Minnesota leads Wisconsin here after three quarters in this Big Ten matchup at the Kohl Center. Both teams looking for win number two of the Big Ten season. It's time for today's ATC Smart Play of the Game. Let's go to the last quarter where Sarah Williams got it done on the defensive side of the floor. And in doing so, that's her name a little bit closer to the top spot in career blocks. Here's Battle around a screen, blocked by Williams, and she has it in transition. Bouncing for Porter, got it bounced right back into the hands of Williams. That is her third block of the game, and Williams has now tied Cassie Rochelle for the second most blocks in school history. That's our ATC Smart Play of the Game. ATC, energizing your future with smart careers. 9:55 and counting. Fourth quarter underway. Minnesota lead, Minnesota ball. It's Battle outside left, defended tightly by Douglas. Finds Grahalski. Gives it right back to Battle. Drives left baseline. Porter knocked it away, but on the baseline and out of bounds. Porter trying to swipe that one from the hands of Minnesota. Heyer will inbound to McKinney on the left wing. It's Leitzinger for Wisconsin defending. Screen, McKinney has it looking. Now pivoting out to Heyer. A rainbow three is missed over Douglas. Rebounded by Myers. Zips it out to Porter. Porter moves into the front court. Return to Myers. Now high post is caught by Williams. Defended by Hart. Kicks out to the corner. It's Douglas with a ball fake and a drive. Here's Halley sneaking through the defense and scoring down low on the left. 8 points for Douglas. Grad student for the Badgers, playing in her fifth season at Wisconsin. 9:05 and counting to go. In this game, it's a 17-point Minnesota lead. To the corner. Porter defending Battle. Douglas away from the basketball. Kind of felt like maybe she was bumped into. What's the call? So Williams will actually be called for a foul. And that'll be the third against Williams. And it is team foul number one against the Badgers. Just underway in the fourth. McKinney bouncing for Hart over Williams. Good. Right shoulder turn, left hand finish. That's Hart, who leads leads Minnesota in scoring with 11 points today. Leitzinger to Williams. Williams spinning in the lane. Tough shot off the window. It's going to fall. What a move from Sarah Williams. Fighting for that one. And Williams gets it to go. 51-34, Minnesota. Williams has reached double figures. So that's for Sarah. The sixth straight game she's gotten double figures. Now just needs one more rebound for another double-double. Here's a shot missed by Battle. Rebound put up by Hart. That's missed two. Picked up by Wisconsin. Douglas all the way to Leitzinger down low. Out to Myers in the corner. And the three ball is in. Leitzinger to Myers. Three-pointer good. 51-37. Minnesota clinging to the lead with 7:42 to go in this one. Badgers battling, down by 14. 10 on the shot clock. Grohalski from the right wing, angling in. And a double dribble called. It'll be Wisconsin basketball. Badger is off to a 7. Outscoring Minnesota 7-2 in this fourth quarter. And right now, it's down to 14. They've trailed by as many as 23 in the game. That came early second quarter. Porter, outside left. Wisconsin could sure use a basket here. A cut to the rim. Porter finds Leitzinger, and Leitzinger lays it up and in. What a cut by Nat. And Porter with the vision. And now a timeout by Minnesota. This crowd at the Kohl Center starting to get loud now. 7:02 to go in this one. Minnesota 51, Wisconsin on a 7-0 run. 39, it's 51-39 Minnesota. Back after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you struggling this year with gift ideas for your loved ones? You want to find them something that shows you care and also something they'll love? Let this year be a little different when you let Johnson's Chrysler Jeep come to the rescue with all its service center has to offer. This year, get them a new set of tires, maybe an oil change pack, or a vehicle upgrade. Give them something they'll use every day and save yourself all the hassle. Call the Johnson's Chrysler Jeep Service Center today and make this Christmas one to remember. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from their team to yours.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The national labor union didn't even form until 1866. A state historical society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find their forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to local area businesses, and we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 AM and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs. Made possible by sponsors like you, who help keep this program running for all of the animals in this community.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Wisconsin is a perfect 4-of-4 from the field in the quarter. And Minnesota is just 1-of-4. So we'll see how much more the Badgers have left in the tank. They've, you know, I said this earlier in the broadcast, lots of time left. You know, if you're going to get behind early, I guess getting behind big early is the way to go, because then you have more time to try to make that comeback, and that's exactly what's happened here. But the run here by the Badgers, a jumper by Williams, a three by Tess Myers, and then Natalie Leitzinger cut to the rim and got right by the defense for an easy lay-in. And that's a 7-0 run over the last 90 seconds. And now the Badgers trying to keep chipping away. 7 minutes to go. Still a lot of time. Following the timeout, McKinney to Stewart. She's fouled by Myers. It's a good foul. Myers reaching in and stopping the shot by Stewart. Otherwise, I think she had an uncontested lay-in. Now make her work at the free throw line, where Annika Stewart is 67% at the line. Transfer from Nebraska, but she's from the state of Minnesota. Stewart, that one's in. All right, that stops a 7-0 run. Here's the next one, and that one's in. So two at the line. Two at the line for Wisconsin, but that was a good 7-0 run. Got it down to 12. Now the Badgers have it with Leitzinger. Over to Douglas on the left. Mid post on the left. It's caught by Williams, working on Stewart. Williams kicked it out to the corner. Leitzinger for three in the right corner. No good. That would have been big. Rebound, Minnesota. It's Battle moving into the front court. To Grahalski. Looked like she wanted to step into a three. Instead, looks for higher, and another reach in now by Tess Myers. Second for her, third team foul against Wisconsin. 6:25 to go in the game. Badgers have won the last four in this series against Minnesota. Haven't lost to the Gophers since the 21-22 season. McKinney, defended by Porter. Kick to Battle on the left side. Working on Douglas. Pull up left baseline is in. Battle, double figures. The third Gopher to reach double figures today. Balanced attack. 11 for Hart, 11 for Battle, 10 for Grahalski. After that, it's 9 for Heyer. They have two players with 7 points. Badgers basketball. Myers loops it inside. It's Williams kicking it out to Porter. Ball fake, driving right baseline on Grahalski, kicking to the left corner. A rainbow three from Myers is no good. Ball is loose on the floor, gets kicked out of bounds. It's off of Minnesota. .544 to play in this game, 55-39, the Gophers. Douglas catches to Porter in the corner. Williams catches down, turn around, left of the lane is in. 12 points now for Sarah Williams. She's the fourth leading scorer in the Big Ten Conference at just under 20 points per game this season, 19 and a half. Now the other side, it's in by Minnesota. Battle for two. 57-41. Here's Williams, defended by Stewart, out near the arc on the left side. Gives it up to Leitzinger. Here's Nat, over to Douglas. 5 minutes to go in this game. Hand off Porter, ball's knocked free and grabbed by Stewart. Minnesota ball, Battle. Attacking down low, kicking it out higher. A three in the right corner, no good. Williams has the double-double. Sarah Williams hauls in the rebound for Wisconsin. Her 10th double-double of the season. Her team, though, down by 16, 4.5 to go. Williams, ball fake, spinning, Big Ten logo, jumper in. Williams starting to take over. We'll see if the Badgers have enough time, though. 57-43, Minnesota. 4:23 to go in this game. Battle on the right arc. Battle changing gears, going into the lane with a drive and a foul called. Foul against Hallie Douglas. It'll be Minnesota basketball after this timeout on the floor. 4:17 to go in this one. Minnesota 57, Wisconsin 43. Do the Badgers have enough time left? We'll find out. 4:17 to go on this one. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game. family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Minutes, 17 seconds to go in this game. John Audius with you, courtside at the Kohl Center in Madison as the Badgers trail the Gophers 57-43. Minnesota has never trailed in this game. Before we continue, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID. 10 for a legal ID. This is Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
57-43. Minnesota leads Wisconsin, but the Badgers have outscored the Gophers 13-8 in the fourth quarter.